Hot 105 returning to us this morning from Lead Nation. We have the Executive Director, Adrian Freeman. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you doing today?
Great, Rodney. Good morning.
And we have the Chairman of the South Florida Youth Summit. We have Kerlene Jules. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you today?
Good morning, Rodney. Thank you for having us.
You have a big event happening this Thursday through Sunday. But before we start, tell us about Lead Nation, what you do as an organization.
Lead Nation was founded 10 years ago by three college students, Chevron Jones, Donnie Gardner, and Leo Stoney, as students at Florida A&M University, as teenagers who wanted to make a change in youth in the state of Florida. And they founded this organization, and to this date, 10 years later, we are mentoring middle and high school students.
You have an event called When Generations Meet, and you have a number of high profile individuals in the African American community attending. And tell me about this event.
When Generations Meet will take place at Broward College South Campus. We're excited to welcome civil rights legend Congressman John Lewis.
Our civil rights icon, John Lewis, and you have other dynamic guests.
Also, Tracy Morning, founder of Honey Shine Inc., Umi Selah of the Dream Defenders, Sean Blanchard, and South Florida's community activist Tangela Sears, and it will all be moderated by WPLG Constance Jones.
And what's the location for the Youth Summit?
It's going to take place at Broward College South Campus, geared towards educators, community leaders, youth, parents, and concerned citizens.
Now, to see John Lewis and these other community activists, what's the cost?
It is free.
Free event?
Yes.
And for more information, your website?
You can visit sfyouthsummit.com. sfyouthsummit.com.
And is there a contact number?
954-300-2230.
And at this Youth Summit, you're going to cover a number of topics.
Various topics ranging from youth violence, civil rights, how can students be involved in their communities, entrepreneurship, STEM, coding, and leadership development, amongst many others.
Can you give me a breakdown of what's going to happen each day from Friday on?
Friday is When Generations Meet with civil rights legend Congressman John Lewis. Broward College South Campus, 7200 Pines Boulevard, will be in the Performing Cultural Arts Theater, the PCAT. We'll begin at 6:30 Friday evening.
And we are asking folks to arrive early and register online. We do have a capacity limit, so again, we highly encourage you to arrive early.
And then you continue on Saturday with the Youth Summit, and this is going to take place.
The Youth Summit will be at Miami-Dade College's North Campus on Northwest 27th Avenue and 119th Street. We will have middle and high school students, 500 students that day. We'll keep them all day. They'll do various breakouts around entrepreneurship, leadership development, STEM, coding, all thanks to the Knight Foundation, who has come in to help us facilitate this service for our young people. We will be providing breakfast and lunch, so parents, go in, register your students again at www.sfyouthsummit.com. Walmart has come on as a partner. They're providing an awesome lunch again for the students. You leave your kids, bring them out. We'll keep them all day. We'll fire them up. We'll engage them, and they'll be ready to change the world.
And you follow up on Sunday, your last day.
Yes, Sunday, we are hosting our Founders Luncheon in honor of Lead Nation's 10th year anniversary. We're excited to welcome our keynote speaker, award-winning journalist and social architect Jeff Johnson. It will take place at the Hillcrest Golf and Country Club, 4600 Hillcrest Drive, Hollywood, Florida.
All of that is made possible by our partner, the City of Miramar. That is a ticketed event, Rodney. They can go again to our website, www.sfyouthsummit.com, for ticket. The cost is $75 individual, $1,000 for a table. We cannot do this type of event in South Florida without individuals and organizations partnering with us. And again, we want to thank Knight Foundation, the City of Miramar. We want to thank Calder Racetrack, CareerSource South Florida, Walmart. Thank you all for allowing us to bring an event like this to South Florida. And last but not least, Cox Media Group.
From Lead Nation, we have with us Executive Director Adrian Freeman, and we have the chair for this Youth Summit event, Kerlene Jules. Thank you both. Much success Thursday through Sunday.
Thank you so much, Rodney.